Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the second day of Shavuos, the seventh day of Sivan. Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Merchatz Shehusoka, Be'seven Obekashel Shviz. If you have a bathhouse that was heated with the straw or stubble of the Shemitah produce, of the Shemitah year, even though Lechatchila one would not be allowed to heat up a bath with these products because they are used for animal food. Nevertheless, b'dieved, what happened if he did heat him up, mutar lichotzbo, one is allowed to wash, bathe in such a bath that's been heated with this, with the straw of Shemitah. The Kesef Mishnah explains that it could be that even the Chatchila you're allowed to heat up the bath because it's necessary, or it's for human needs, it's for Tzorech Adam. And we know, we already learned, that anything that's not used for food, human consumption, you're allowed to use it for making a bandage, for example, for a person. The Rambam says you're allowed to even bathe in it, besachar, you're allowed to even bathe in it by if you pay money to the bathhouse keeper. But the Raver doesn't like this explanation. He says no. He says you're only allowed to bathe in it for nothing if you don't have to pay. But if you have to pay, not because it looks like you're trading, looks like a business, and one cannot trade with things that have been made with the product of Shemitah. The im is chashivo, continues the Mishnah, if the person is a chashiva person, so that people would learn from his actions, harzeh lo yichotz, then he should take on an extra chumrah, and he should not bathe in it. And according to the Pirush of the Raver, the reason is because the Bala Merchatz, the owner of the bathhouse, is quite pleased, and he gets honored when someone of that importance washes in his bathhouse. So therefore, even if he doesn't pay for it, it's almost equivalent to paying for it. The Rambam has a different take on it. He says the reason, the problem is that if he's an Adam Choshev, then there's a worry that he might put, the bathhouse keeper might put other things that have a fragrant smell, which are able to be eaten, which are edible, and therefore he could be destroying fruits of Shemitah in that way, or produce of Shemitah, and that's why we don't want him to do it. Adam Choshev should not bathe in it. So quite different reasons as to why the Mishnah says an Adam Choshev should not bathe in it. Either the first pshat, the Rabbeinu Shimshon, he should be machmer on himself, or according to the Ravid, it's because it's like paying money because he gets honored by doing it, or according to the Rambam, it's because they might use other products of Shemitah to spice up and make the nice smell in the bath. Perek Tishii, Mishnah Aleph. Hapegom. Pegum is a type of vegetable that grows in mountain areas in Israel. V'ha-yarbuzin ha-shoitim, and the wild yarbuzim, some say that is asparagus. V'ha-chalag-logos, and the chalag-logos, it's a type of herb, which is also called the regular. Kuspa shebaharim, mountain coriander. V'ha-karpas shebenharis, river parsley. V'ha-gargal shel afar. That's it's the type of herb that grows in ponds and swamps. All of these, Peturin min ha-masras, are exempt from taking maaser. You don't have to take maaser from these products all year round. This is not particularly on Shemitah. And that is because they are assumed to be hefker. And hefker is potter from maaser. How do you know you don't have to take maaser from Hefker? Because when it talks about giving the maaser to the Levi, it says the Levi comes because he has no chelek and nachla with you. This excludes Hefker where he does have a chelek like anybody else to take. Vinil kochin mikol odom bashviis. Similarly, one is allowed to buy them in Shemitah year from any person, even from an Amoritz. She'ein kayotze b'hem nishmar. Because products like these are not normally kept. They're not kept in an improper way. We're not allowed to show ownership over it in Shemitah. These things are generally growing wild. And because they're the chazaka that they have hefker, one is allowed to buy them. And even from Haaretz, who doesn't know how to take care of the laws of Shemitah, it's still okay, because these are probably things that are hefker anyway. Now, even though these things are hefker, We should bear in mind that there's the Gemara in Sukkah that says that it's still not permitted to buy for the Ma'aretz on a large quantity. You can only buy a small quantity from them, enough for three meals. Why? Because if you buy that small quantity, there's not a problem that maybe he won't deal with the money with the Kiddush of Shemitah. However, if the Ma'aretz is selling fruits, the like of which are guarded or are protected, that means that they're mishumar. That means people normally make gardens out of them or protect them. One is not allowed to buy from him, even with a little bit of money. Why? Because they will not expect it. The Amorites are not trusted to keep the Kedusha of Shemitah properly. And even with the Hefker produce that we said that allowed to buy it, even then it should only be a small amount. And only from an Amoret stam an Amoret. If we know that this fellow has a reputation, for example, of doing trades with the fruits of Shemitah, which is absolutely prohibited, then you can't even buy anything at all, not even things that have a connection to Shemitah, nothing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sfiche Chardel Mutarin. He says, Sfiche Chardel means wild mustard that grows by itself from seeds that have fallen before the Shemitah. It's an aftergrowth. The aftergrowth of mustard, says Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to buy it from anybody. Because we do not suspect that they did averes to bring it from a protected area, from a shomer. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is that we do not allow Sfiche Chardel to be bought from an Amoritz, even if it's even though it's mustard. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol HaSfichim Matarin. Rabbi Shimon goes even further. He says that all aftergrowths, anything that grew of its own accord, you're allowed to buy from any person, even Amoritz, because it's assumed to be from Hefker, not from Shemitah produce. Chutz misfichei krub, except for the aftergrowth of cabbage. If cabbage has grown wild, then that is probably, even though they say it's sfichei krub, it's probably coming from a shomer, coming from protected produce, which is not allowed in Shemitah. Shein ke yotze b'hem b'yarka soda. Because there's usually nothing like it in among the field vegetables. They don't grow by the outside in the wild, and therefore, because these cabbage aftergrowth doesn't grow wild, we assume that they did in fact come from a garden, which has been kept. Rav HaChomim Eimrim, Kol HaSvichim Asur. The Chomim say, no, all Svichim, all aftergrowths, anything that grew of its own accord is Asur to buy from an Amma Aretz, because maybe it's from the Shomer, maybe he's got it from protected produce, which has not been kept properly in terms of the years, in terms of the Shemitah.